Yes, life starts working for you, not against you, when you say yes. 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 Life starts working for you, not against you, when you start saying yes. How many of us have said yes to all the experiences that come our way? Now, this morning, I said to Ingeborg, you know, warm up the honey at 30 seconds and so forth. And so Ingeborg was doing everything nicely. And then she forgot to take the cover off, and so she stopped it and took the cover off. But then she didn't put it back in. And I thought, what's this all about? Well, from my objective point of view, she was not following the rules. Well, what was the reason that she had not put it back in was that she hadn't taken the shelf out so she could have it stand up. Because once the honey is running and it's lying on its side with the cover off, it'll run out the top. But of course, she was right in that. But I didn't see that. My chemical imbalance was incorrect. So we have to be careful. And I think the biggest circumstance with all of you is something I'm going to be talking about this weekend. It's how really bad you are, how really terribly bad you are at allowing yourself to be intimidated. Now, I intimidate you very nicely, and I shake you up, all of you, and you let it happen. Instead of knowing where you stand and knowing what you are and who you are and not being touched by it, you let yourself be intimidated. Oh, boo-hoo, feel sorry for yourself. Well, I go through an awful lot of work figuring out ways to intimidate you, and you don't go through any work at all to figure out ways to not be intimidated. And it's about time you do that. About time you do. Now, yesterday, Ellen had a letter from some people, and it intimidated her, and it shook her up. And so she said, what do I do with it? I said, just say everything is in divine order and go for it. But. And I said, well, remember the story about the little boy came running to his mommy and said, Mommy, 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 I hate you, I hate you, I hate you, you know. And Mommy, being wise, said, what seems to be the problem? And so he told her the problem, which had nothing to do with Mommy. It usually has nothing to do with the circumstances we're dealing with. It's just our feeling of intimidation that makes us feel inadequate to do the things we want to do. So, if you can start saying yes to life, life can start working for you. Yes to life. Life can start working for you. Now, I'm going to take a toothpick and pick a tooth here for a minute now. Mm-hmm. And why don't you think about that? Well, Herb, why are you picking your tooth to have us think about that? Well, I had to say something. Okay. Jesus taught us, agree with your adversary quickly. And you don't understand what that means. That means when someone is on your neck, on your back, on your case, agree with him. Agree with him, even though he's wrong. Agree with him. Because you're not going to make him right by not agreeing with him. So just agree with him. He says, boy, your hair looks a mess. Well, that's one man's opinion, you know. Well, thanks a lot. But how can I improve it? You know, I always like to look my best. Well, and he has no idea. And he says, boy, you were certainly bad with the children this morning. You were just on their back all the time. You were just not very nice, you know. What kind of a mother are you, your husband says to you. And you say, well, sweetheart, when you see me, you know, getting a little off, you know, getting a little nervous and getting a little upset, say peace in your heart. Say peace. And I'll be at peace, but thank you for noticing that. Think, my God, he'll hug you and kiss you to pieces, you know, because you listened to him, because you followed what he said, even though you know what you're doing, you know. You know why you got after the kids the way you did. You know what you're doing, but you agreed with the old man. And all of a sudden, all of the tension that could have been there, and could have been there pretty terrific, poof, gone. All the tension. Now, Ingeborg this morning, if she would have said, yes, sir, and done whatever it was I asked her to do, poof, there'd be nothing to it. But no, she immediately was intimidated, and she comes dashing over here with it before she had finished heating it and stuff like that, and she was intimidated, which is stupid. Never be intimidated. Always be your own master. Say, yes, sir, and so forth and so on, and be untouched, you know. Just let her, and be untouched. But the thing is, when we're intimidated, we have a problem. Then we have a problem, and we want to always be on top of ourselves, because if we're not, then we feel ugly. We feel there's something missing in our life. You know, yeah, this is a terrible way to say it, but you feel like you got a mess in your pants, you know, and you know it, and everybody else knows it, you know, and you feel terrible about it. But the thing is, little children, it doesn't bother them. They're messing their pants, and they just go out playing and doing whatever they're doing. It doesn't bother them. See, they're not intimidated. They don't realize that they shouldn't have that. They don't realize that that's naughty to have that, it's dirty to have it, that it's ugly. You see, they're not into that. They're not concerned. But you and I, as adults, we are concerned about all sorts of things that are not of no concern to us. We want to learn to say yes to life. Say yes to everything that comes our way and not be intimidated. Because the name of the game here at the monastery is, if I can intimidate you, you have not yet found your peace of mind. If I can intimidate you, you don't really have confidence in yourself. And Big Sylvie over here, she gives a talk. Well, I'm going to talk today about self-confidence, self-worth. Self-worth, that was her topic. Self-worth. And if you listen to that tape, you never got to the subject. You got off on a bunch of tangents and you never got to the subject. And all of you silly nuts, all of you, including Ellen, and me sometimes too, you don't say what your topic is immediately. I'm sitting there hemming and hawing, waiting for you to say what the topic is so I can type it onto the sheet, you know, type it onto the heading. And I'm waiting and waiting. And sometimes you say a topic, and then you say, but that's not really my topic. My topic is something different. And you finally get to your topic, and then you forget to talk about it. And I tell you, it is something. And this, good morning, everybody. I should just make your topic. Good morning, you know, idiot. Good morning, idiot, yeah.
No, good morning wasn't
the topic. Yeah, well, the thing is, say what your topic is. What is the perfect outline? Say what you're going to say, say it, and say what you said. A simple outline, so simple, so beautiful, and yet everyone who listens to it will understand it. Say what you're going to say, say it again and again and again and again, and then say what you said. And everyone say, what an interesting, what a well-organized talk, what a understandable talk. My gosh, I even remember her title. You know? And that is a rarity. That is a rarity. Sometimes we give the title, and by the time you listen to the talk, you haven't the biggest idea what the theme was, you know? And of course, when you're giving a talk, sometimes you haven't got the biggest idea what the theme was by the time you're done. You should be all the more sure. But say yes, and life starts working for you, not against you. Life works against you all the time when you say no, or when you're confused, or when you feel that you're being put upon, or when you feel that you're being intimidated, when you feel that the thing is just too heavy for you. And that's the way it should be. And you are intimidated. You're not worth a hill of beans if anybody can intimidate you. You're not worth anything if somebody can come along and shake your boat because you don't really know who you are. You're not even worth listening to if you cannot keep track of what you're talking about. You know, just know your own subject. But you said you were going to talk about that. Yes, I am. But you said you were going to talk about that. Yes, I am. You said you're going to talk about that. Yes, I am. And then go right on talking with whatever you're going to talk about. And just stand up for yourself. Stand up and be yourself. Mm-hmm. Yes, and you too, Mr. Love, mm-hmm. And Mr. Button, mm-hmm. Both you good guys. Mm-hmm. Now, yes, and life starts working for you, not against you. Yes, And life starts working for you and not against you. Amen.